السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. دیز اندر فیکٹر وچ از آف اٹموسٹ امپورٹنس، اینڈ دیٹ از وے ان سم ہومز دی ریلیشن شپ بٹوین دا ہزبینڈ اینڈ وائف مے بی اسٹرینڈ، or where the wife is occupied the entire day in her household chores, and then the husband comes and shoots off with the questions of why, what, when, how, where. The husband has spent his day in the office or shop, and the poor wife has been at home, worked to the bone, cooking, cleaning, tending to the children before they go to school, when they return, then sending them off to madrasa, doing the washing, ironing, etc., etc. And then if the in-laws are also living together with the couple, then she may have had some run-in with the mother-in-law, etc. All these activities tire her out, and the last thing she would welcome is a barrage of questions from the husband. Why is this not done? When will I get my food? Where is this? Etc., etc., right? In order for the home to function smoothly and for there to be peace and comfort in the home, the husband should behave himself in a way which befits his authority and not add fuel to the fire. Right. He must be understanding. He knows that every day when he comes home, his food is normally ready. Now today he came home, the food is not ready. There must be some reason. She must have had some extra work. The child may have had diarrhea, whatever. So he must be understanding, accommodating. Other thing that we tend to do is we leave our things lying around. The whole house is not our office. Now we got one document, we got one paper, we come in the house, we leave something lying here, something lying there. And we expect now the wife must keep everything filed somewhere, and when we are looking for it, then automatically she must just know exactly where it is. Like how in a computer you go and press there, my documents, and immediately the thing opens up. So now if you left it at the entrance hall, or you left it on the kitchen table, or you left it wherever, she must know now exactly where that document is. You left the thing a couple months ago, you left it here on the table. You forgot about it. Now all of a sudden, you need that document. Now she must know exactly where that paper is. She doesn't even know what the paper was about. So this is something that we need to rectify. We can't just come into the home and expect her now. At least our things, we must know where we kept it. Have a place in the home, have a cupboard in the home where you keep your things, and then don't make it difficult upon her. Some men have the habit of leaving all their office, shop, school, madrasa, etc. work behind in the workplace when they leave for the day and return home. Right? Whereas there are others who will carry the work, or if not the work, they will carry the worry of the work with them when they return home. Right? Some men, they are responsible, they know working time is working time, family time is family time. Right? Now some people, they are selfish. Right? Working time, they don't want to go to work. Right? Then daytime they want to sleep. Right? And then in the evening time now, when it's time to spend with the family and the children, now they're on the phone all day. What they're doing now? Talking to the shop manager. Now the shop manager, he also got a life. He had to wake up early morning, 8 o'clock to go open your shop. And he was whole day in your shop. Now in the evening, he also got a wife, he also got child, he also got children. And your wife and children also want to spend time with you. But Seth Saab now, he's on the phone one way, call after call, because he doesn't do things in its right time. So working time is working time. Hazrat Ji Maulana Musawwir Rahmatullah Ali, he used to mention that don't even go to visit your friend in his workplace. That is his working time. He must work. Right? You want to visit him, you find him at a time when he has allocated for a social visit. Don't go and trouble him in his workplace. Yes, sometime you're just going past something, you just made salam, there's no problem with that, and you continue. But don't go and sit down there in his workplace and now you're talking to him about this and talking to him about that. That is not the time. But you see, we don't have a structured life, right? And we don't want to structure it. We don't want to structure it also. Right? I was explaining to one of the brothers here from your class that there's 2 minutes left for Jamaat. Jamaat is going to stand up in 2 minutes. Now, there is not a time, there's 2 minutes. First of all, we shouldn't be making wuzu 2 minutes before Jamaat. We're supposed to be ready way before that. But for whatever reason, we got delayed or whatever. Now there's 2 minutes left for Jamaat. But we still got time to have a conversation. Now we'll talk. Time is going. Jamaat is in a stand. We're going to miss our takbir-e-ula. Right? And if we feel, no, I can make wuzu in 1 minute, I'm a Sputnik wuzu maker. If we spend the extra minute, won't we be able to get in few sunnats and all that into that wuzu? Now you're going to make that wuzu anyhow. But we don't want to learn. We'll do the same thing over and over and over and over again. Right? We will talk when it's not time to talk. We will talk with people who we're not supposed to be talking to. You must always remember this. You associate with people who are not in your bracket, not in your class. You're always going to be left frustrated. Sometimes youngsters feel, they feel very big when they got big friends. Like, you know, so I got some big mass of married fellows. They're all my friends. It's foolishness, because you in madrasa, now you're talking to the elder person. He's talking about he's going fishing today. Doesn't it leave you frustrated? I got to go to class, they're going to enjoy themselves fishing. Or they're going Durban, or they're going here, they're going there. You must stay in your age group and stay with your type of people. And do what you need to do at appropriate times. Now after Fajr, if you got the strength to stay awake, shouldn't you be using that time for your tilawat, for your zikr, stay awake till Ishraq, sit in the masjid, read your Ishraq namaz. And if you're tired, you don't have the strength, and you know you're going to be in class now 8 o'clock, you should be going straight to go have a rest. So that when you come to class, you are fresh and you are in the class. But now you want to use the time for talking. Why talk? Why do we need to talk so much? Now this, when we don't rectify these things when we are young, then when we get married is the same problem. And then we don't even want the khanqa to teach us to rectify these things. Because we don't want to do things in its right time. So then you'll get married, and now shop time, now you'll be lazing around. Shop time, you'll be taking a drive. Oh, go see this friend here, have a conversation with him. No, those people got a sale there, let me go see. You'll end up buying things you don't need. Go to the mall. The manager is there, he'll run, he'll carry on. Now at the end of the day, when all the headaches come, because you are not there, now all the headaches will come. Now when it's your wife's time and your children's time, and your rest time, and time for muraqabah and maut and muhasabah and all those things, now you're on the phone. Phone chakkar now. Whereas, if you were there at the time when you're supposed to be there, all those problems wouldn't have come. You have made sure all your paperwork is in order, everything is sorted out, because you're concentrating on what you need to do at its time. Then 5 o'clock you close shop. When you lock the key, you locked the shop affairs. Now I came home, I entered my house, now is home affairs now. And the ministeress is there. Minister of home affairs, no? She's at home. Now it's time for them. So we have to sort these things out in our life. This is Islah. To sort these things out in our life. What time is for what? Now a person comes home. One is now if he's on the phone all the time. The other is, he comes home, the wife is waiting to see him. She's waiting now, especially if it's a newly married couple. You must know, that wife of yours, she never stayed alone in her life. From the time she was born, she had her parents there, she had her siblings there, whatever. She never stayed one day alone in her life. Now she married you, and you gone to work. She's alone in the house. It's a terrifying experience. It takes them long to get used to it. Now she's waiting for you to come home. Right? She's waiting for you to come home. She's getting frightened now. It's evening time. It's getting dark. She's waiting for you to come home. Well, Seth Saab is talking in a masjid parking lot with the friends. But they're not going to give him supper. He wants supper there. At home. He's talking with the friend. He's talking with the sheikh. No, I'm waiting, my sheikh. He's reading Owa Bin and all. I'm waiting for him. Let him finish. What about the wife there? So? What's going to happen to her? There's a time and place for everything. Gee. So, today we do everything upside down. So when we come home, we must leave everything else, and now we're happy to be home, we show them a smiling face, play with the children, talk to the wife, have some family time, etc. Then after that, spend some time for yourself. Before you go to bed, read something, some Salatul Layl, Muhasabah, Muraqabah, all these things will take place, if we do things properly. But if we are not, if we are undisciplined, we're not disciplined, then we don't have time to do anything after that. We can't find the time to do anything. Then you'll see we're always rushing. We last minute in the masjid. We masbook. The wife will be complaining. You know, we need to go grocery shopping. You're not taking me. No, we'll find time. You know, I'm busy now and this and that. Why? Because it doesn't prioritize things. We don't do things in its time properly. So a man must prioritize his life. He must know what he needs to do. He must allocate times for it. When it's the time to do that, he must do it properly. When that time is finished, then cut off, go. So we don't come home with the worries of the shop and the work and manager's problems and all those stories, we don't bring it home. We come home, we must be worried about the domestic affairs of the house. Right? The other thing is, many a times, we get angry outside. We are angry with somebody else. Right? We are angry for some other reason. But then we come home, and we vent this anger on our wife and our children. Right? You come home in a foul mood. And all this pent up anger and frustration, now they have to bear the brunt of this. Right? Now this is like a zulam. This is like a zulam. I mean, they don't deserve this. They did nothing. Right? And sometimes what happens is, We make problems for nothing. Right? For example, you take in the family for a drive. Right? You're going for a drive with your family. Now it's supposed to be a happy occasion, right? Now one motorist does something foolish. One taxi driver cuts in front of you or stops abruptly in front of you, etc. Right? Now you fly off the handle. Start screaming at that fellow, shouting at that fellow, jump off the car, you want to fight with that fellow. Right? Now what are you doing? To that chap is nothing. He does this thing 100 times in one day. He finished meet 50 other people like you for the day, swearing and shouting at him. He's not bothered. Long as he picked up one more fare, he's not worried about your swearing. Right? Now you all worked up and you saw him and took off with him and everything. He drove off, right? Now you're not going to keep chasing him around the town. Now you get back in the car. One is you have traumatized your children. You have traumatized your wife. They don't know now. This now that fellow will come out. There's so many of them in a kumbi. This now they hit my husband. This will happen. That will happen. All this trauma they're going through. Then you come in a car and you fuming now. Right? So something that was supposed to be a nice drive, you have turned it into a traumatic experience. Whereas, if you just made summer, you overlooked it and you carried on, you won't spoil your day, you won't spoil your family's day, nothing. Everything carries on as normal. So, this anger that we have for some other reason, why make them the victims of that anger now? Whether it is anger that took place out of the home and then you came home and now you're in a foul mood and hey, just leave me alone and I just sit down with the newspaper and don't want to talk to anybody and nothing. Whether it's that type of anger or whether it is getting angry with somebody in their presence. And traumatizing the whole family and causing a big problem. So all this is unfair. Before we come home, right? Before we come home, we must offload. Offload everything before we come home. You know, a computer, they close this program, close that program, Just close all the programs. Now look forward to coming home, spending time with your wife. Now a person will say, but Maulana, we human, how can we adjust? We adjust in many other situations. We just choose not to adjust when it comes to the wife and the children. You see, if you had a terrible day at work, but that night is your night to play squash with your friends. When you meet with them, you're in a good mood now, you got no problem. Only the wife must see that balloon, lemon face of yours. You meet with your friends, oh, you're tops, on top of your game, you're playing a squash, everything. You don't sit and sulk there in the squash court. But you come home and you want to sit and sulk and squash all your wife's hopes of spending some quality time with you. Whole day she was pining for your company, you squash all her hopes. But when you go to play squash with your friends, then no problem. There you fine, you talks. So this is incorrect. Sometime you in a bad mood about something, but let a rep come to see you with a good item for your shop. You're not curt towards him and bad towards him. Let one big garak come there. You know, customer is coming here to buy big time. Then see how you smile for him like you advertising for Colgate or something. You're fine, you got no hassles. Then you forget all your anger and everything. So it is selective. We selectively choose where we want to put our anger. Only the wife and the children, they must bear the brunt of the anger. This is totally incorrect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah Pak is seeing what's happening. And when we come home also, when we come home, we must not expect now that the wife must be waiting there to who receive us with open arms and her work doesn't stop at 5 o'clock, you see. Her work doesn't stop at 5 o'clock. She is carrying on with work. Now sometime she's in the kitchen, she's busy with something. What she's busy with? She's busy getting your supper ready. Why? Because your child was troubling her half an hour before that, when she was supposed to be doing the cooking. The child went and messed a passage there. Now she didn't want you to see the mess when you entered the house, so she went to clean that, wash the child, change the child's clothes, so she got delayed in cooking the food. So now when you come home, she's busy cooking the food. Now you get upset. But she's cooking the food for who? For you. We'll discuss few more things with regards to that, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.